This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
There's an article at Infowars.com that tells it all. Pallets of bricks delivered in front of the Dallas City Hall and police station. Firebombs delivered in Minnesota. The left, Soros, the globalists, the Chi-Coms, trying to fund martial law in America so that when buildings are being burnt down, people are being killed, security guards at federal buildings are being shot dead, the media gives it almost no coverage, so that when local and federal government responds, they can tell the public, this is tyranny, attack them. This is an attempt to trigger a civil war. The globalists can't defeat America. But if they can trick us to fight each other over made-up or exaggerated issues, they win. So here's footage in Minneapolis, St. Paul, of the National Guard called out to clear the streets. They've been given orders to make people go in their houses, firing rubber bullets at people. And this is being boosted to the top of Twitter. And I don't like it. It looks like a police state, but they've been ordered there, and lawlessness created this. And so all the trendies that want civil war and want all this, they're getting what they asked for. But here's the footage being boosted nationwide right now.
Look at this. They just keep coming.
Light him up!
Go inside now!
Get in the house!
Get in! Get in!
Get in! Light him up! Go inside now! Get in the house!
Now notice the Imperial Stormtroopers are precise. They actually shoot the woman in the chest from 60 yards away, because that's what they're trained to do. This is what Soros and the globalists are conjuring, is the actual military, the actual police. And they use a bunch of meth head idiots out there to poke the bear to do it. And these people are ordered to go out and clear the streets. What's going to happen? A disaster. And then the government itself's blamed when a foreign globalist government is taking our government over. Our government's got problems, but man, you think it's bad? Let's go to this compilation of just some of what happened in Austin the last 24 hours. We're into day two of the riots with the Austin mayor ordering the police to stand down. Here it is. And again, I'll voice this for radio listeners. Drone footage we shot of the useful idiots. About 90% are white. On average, about 50-year-old pot-bellied men and women. And they are there believing it's a communist revolution trying to invoke blacks to go out and riot. It did not happen the way they wanted it to. And I was there today. But some idiots did follow what Soros wanted. This is all footage shot by our crew. Who got hit with rubber bullets? Savannah got hit. Drew got hit. White people were attacked on site. The left celebrated it. And none of these whites being racially attacked are going to be lionized or built up as victims. It's all original footage you won't see anywhere else. So they want InfoWars shut down. None of this is boosted by the National Guard. They just show you National Guard shooting rubber bullet at you and go, well, what's the point? Why are they doing this? They're ordered to go into areas where there are looters and clear the streets. Again, the average cop's just an average person. I don't lionize them. I don't worship them. Yeah, are they following a lawful order is my question. And so to make the average cop or National Guard soldier, who's very diverse, by the way, racially, to make it all them, like they triggered this, like they did this, it's just not reality-based. It's like I'm mad at the border being opened and Islamics being brought in, and then they want to search me at a TSA checkpoint. I don't blame the TSA agent. It's Congress allowed that. That's how you get stuff done, is who's in charge. So this is the next globalist move. We predicted it, talking about the armored vehicle. We had to have that armored vehicle being able to engage in press freedom today.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
History is happening. America is fighting for its life. We're 155 days out from this historic election. It is May 31st, 2020 on this Sunday transmission. And I'll tell you, America is fighting for its place as first nation in the world. Who cares about the economy? It's about basic human freedoms. And as we lose that first place to the Chi-Com dragon, the authoritarianism of China, the surveillance grid, the social credit score, all the evils, the 3 million Muslims in forced labor death camps working for Apple and Nike, they become the precedent. They become the leader. They become the spirit of the world, not 1776. Thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday transmission. In over 50 cities, people have died. Police have been killed. Security guards have been murdered. Citizens have been beaten to death. It's barely footnoted in the news. Rioters throwing Molotov cocktails at point-blank range. You got a bottle of gasoline in a big beer bottle, and you throw it right at a door at 2 feet away, and it catches you on fire. I mean, it has just been an exercise in insanity. But after the fake Russia gate and the fake Ukraine gate and the fake impeachment and now COVID-19, that giant hoax in that it's any worse than the flu, after all of that, we said, what's next? Race war. So they can always cherry pick out of 350 million Americans. There's always some police officer doing something wrong or questionable. And that's a whole other story we'll get to next hour. This man that dies in porn, he's at a dance club. He's involved with, he knows both the officers that are there when he dies that worked with him. I mean, this thing is stinky. Just like the Smollett case, just like so many others. I'm not saying he didn't die. I'm saying it looks like some type of organized crime battle going on from what we see at the preliminary level. So it's all coming up. It turns out he is a major porn star. And work with both the officers that were there that killed him, basically. So something weird's going on. That's all I'm saying. That's all coming up today. But here's what's happened where I'm at in Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide. We send Owen Schroyer out in the armored vehicle that we bought over a year ago because we knew that there'd be martial law and race riots and craziness, because already trying to go out to a Trump event, we get bottles thrown at us and rocks thrown at us. And they're literally on video in Austin attacking us with hammers and clubs and metal rods and everything on just a city street. It's almost all white people, by the way, leading it. The virtue signalers. And when they do all this, the media doesn't cover it, or the media sits there and promotes it like it's a good thing. Oh, look, the major Democrat site said the fascist Alex Jones was attacked. He deserves it. And all Owen did was write up and say, hey, we're Americans. We're against police brutality. The guy that did this has been charged, arrested. Let's come together. And a bunch of weird white meth heads, because that's who they are, all came up and attacked who were out there busily trying to provoke black people into a civil war, which Soros' own documents that fell into our hands 2 years ago show how they have hired white academics, most of them government and academic workers, trying to go out and start all this. But let's go ahead and go to a few of these clips. Let's just go to this first one. Here it is. This is the armored vehicle. 5 blocks from the protest, being attacked by white virtue signalers, beta males that are supposedly super powerful warriors. They're not snorting methamphetamine. We're not dressing as women. And you've got an obese black lady there. She's trying to stop folks attacking, actually. And you've got, again, dudes that have all left their mother's basement attacking the vehicle and trying to climb in the back and trying to knock the speakers off because they kept shouting, you're censored. You're not on the internet. You don't count. Shut up. Shut up. They kept saying, like, you're banned. You're banned. Ha, ha, ha. We banned you. They reveled in anti-free speech. And they attacked the police, put anti-police slogans over the American flag. They spray painted all. And they've got some, you know, super powerful, tough white dude hammering the window. And then the left announced, oh, we destroyed their tank. No, we had the vehicle to go down and expose how you're violent. You knew it was coming. We were proven right. Now, the next clip is very, very important. Let's just go to that clip. Here it is.
Antifa leftist sites on YouTube are celebrating the attack on this vehicle and saying, ha, 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 and all the rest.
This was today.
But that's why we got this armored vehicle, is because these terrorists won't let us go and cover events without being attacked. That's the whole point.
Listen, I'm a big gun enthusiast. Everybody knows that. But I don't normally, in fact, I don't ever carry firearms to demonstrations or out in the media. I didn't even have security or an armored vehicle. But now I'm actually carrying a 9mm because these people will probably try to Molotov cocktails or attack us. They'll try to kill us if they were able to get in here. So that's what we have to do in America now. Arm ourselves to go on the streets of America, because you can't count on the police because they're surrounded and outgunned. So just think about where America is and think about where the world's gone. That literally, for the first time in 26 years on air, I've got to carry a firearm now. Got to have security and an armored vehicle.
That's more white yuppies. Look, it's more leftists out telling the black people to riot.
1776! We know George Soros is funding the COVID-19 lockdown and the martial law.
We know it's all these white trendies trying to get the black folks to riot.
To see these scumbags all failing. The left want to shut down America, just like they're blocking traffic right now, to try to shut up my free speech.
Look at this right here. The National Guard having to protect the governor's mansion from literal communist Chinese finance globalists on record. The communist Chinese have all their speech to call for race war and killing police. But America doesn't have any speech.
We know the left really want to kill as many black babies as they could ever since the Democrats founded the KKK.
Oh, you're so... Ooh, how'd it look over your little commies down in Central America? Oh, you're such a big man. Hey, how the Chi-Coms doing, dirtbags? Infowars.com, Infowars.com. America still lives. Xi Jinping thanks you for helping him put 3 million Muslims in concentration camps in China. The Democratic Party that founded the KKK, the Democratic Party that founded the KKK, thanks you, Democrats, for aborting your babies. Whatever you do, word of mouth's free. So use your word of mouth right now to Trump loveless. They're counting on you not taking action, but I know you're going to take action. The water polar bears. Thank you. All right, there's hours of the Savannah video, but let me get to Savannah Hernandez now. So Savannah, who I told go with security, said no. She's down there, and it's mainly white protesters, but actually some black racists are beating up white people that are blocking a major highway. A guy's a liberal, comes out and says, hey, please, you know, I support you, but don't do this to me. These big guys start beating him up. Savannah goes and stands up to him and stops him. Here's that footage. And these guys got major huevos, man. Just blocking traffic for hours. You get out and you say, hey, please don't block me, and you get hit in the head. So it's all these transplants from New York everywhere. There's no guns. The poor guy's been knocked. He's trying to find his glasses down the ground. But he's not allowed to because he's white. He's a bad person. Boom! In the head again. Here comes Savannah. Savannah used to be a very restrained girl, but in the wars, that didn't happen. Funny thing about war makes people wake up and take action. We'll be right back. Stay with us. We're so jam-packed today. You don't want to miss a single second.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Get help. Not high with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
With the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
We were actually all born for this. I know I was. And now the mission's clear. And all the preparation is leading us all to this confrontational moment with evil. This is the time that all of us were created for. All right, let's lay it out right now. We're at total information overload, just like you are. There are so many videos of black people all over the United States who are the majority in their community saying, the police on average are very helpful. There are some bad cops. Every time they do something wrong, they go to jail, basically. The people financing all this rioting are not even from the town we're in. I've got like 15 videos without even trying right here I can play. You've all seen them. And that means there's not bad cops. I've had bad cops. I've run into bad cops. I had cops when I grew up in Dallas that were corrupt, you know, mess with me. I mean, I get it. But they're just like people anywhere. There's bad people anywhere. Who's pushing all of this? What's the larger agenda? If you think cops or where the buck stops, and they're the ones you should attack. Well, that's just people trying to break down society. I'm not for offensive violence, but if I saw people attacking Democrats' houses or going after them or going after globalists, I'd say, well, at least you're going after who runs it. But the Democrats stand, go to Republicans' houses, you notice. So they're trying to cause a civil war because they're losing, and they totally bet on communist China and try to transfer all our power there. And you got, the Minneapolis police chief, you've got all of them coming out, including the governor, saying these are out-of-town people. Well, it turns out the governor's daughter was caught directing Antifa and busloads of out-of-town people actually attacking. So it doesn't mean that what happened to this poor man that got killed isn't wrong. They're using that as the pretext for the breakdown of society further. And that doesn't help anybody. The cop's arrested. He's indicted. So what's all this in so-called rioting about? It's not about injustice. It's not about standing up for what's right. It's about control and power. And it's all led, if you go out on the L.A. streets or the Austin streets or the Minnesota streets. I've been on the Texas streets the last few days. But I see the videos from all over the country, man. It's a bunch of white people. And I'm not trying to bash white people. I'm not bashing any racial group. But if I saw it was mainly black folks doing it, I'd say it's black people. If it was Hispanics, I'd say it's Hispanics. I just tell you what I see. It's a bunch of meth head, devil worshiping white people that are all university professors and government workers that think they're going to run everything. And they just think black people are stupid. And they're literally there telling you, you've got to have a communist uprising, and there's going to be this great panacea when these basement-dwelling, cave-dwelling meth heads take control of the world. So if I went to one of these events and I saw a bunch of Mexicans running it, I'd say, we got a Mexican problem, it's the Mexicans. But you know what? We don't have a Mexican problem, we don't have a black person problem, we got a white crackhead problem. All right, I'm starting to go. I got all these clips. I need to get these clips. Because let me tell you, man, I spent hours last night today. There's so much amazing stuff at InfoWars.com, which is only there. We're banned on Twitter, Facebook, Google, everywhere. Everywhere we drove around the armored vehicle today, the left went, F you, you're off Twitter and Facebook. You don't matter. Our listeners think we matter, and they matter. And you know what? We get millions of views a day outside of your ass. And that's why they successfully hacked Newswars.com today. Antifa did, like, posted pictures of pigs and the police and said we're going to kill the police. And then the Unabomber crap. Yeah, they took over one of our sites today. Because these people are anti-free speech fundamentally. Yeah, there it is. So it just goes on and on and on and on. This is the big commie takeover. Financed by billionaire Jeff Bezos and the Clintons and the globalists and the Chi-Coms. I mean, people thinking the most authoritarian, evil folks in the history of this world are the guys trying to save them. You think some cold-blooded multi-billionaire that's funding communism cares about you? They know communism will control you and get you out of the way. Trump wants a true economy and to empower you. And by the way, I said I'd get to all these clips this segment. I'll get to them next segment. And boy, do we have a lot. We have the deep state delivering pallets, 15 bricks tall, in front of the police department in Dallas. And the black folks, the people, see right damn through it. And so this is not about kissing the black people's asses, because I just covered the facts. I kiss the truth's ass. Black folks on average aren't doing this. You've got some thugs and gangsters and mentally ill people like in every group that are out there, but it's like 5% of the rioters are black. So if a movement's about justice for black people, where are the black people? It's not the black people. They're like, what's this pallet of bricks doing right here? What? We got footage in New York, and not all police are corrupt, but some false flag. And New York's classic for this. You got very creepy footage looking like the police are setting fire to vans. I'm not saying that's what they're doing. It's just, we're going to cover it all, folks. We're going to ask the questions here tonight. Because the truth is my North Star. Asking those questions is the North Star. And I'm not going to sit here and watch black people. And it's not some virtue signal for me. It's the truth. I'm not going to sit here and watch a bunch of black folks scapegoated for what a bunch of meth head leftists do with a bunch of Soros funded trash when I have all the documents that in 2015 Soros tried to get black people to riot nationwide and hired groups of people working with Blue City police departments to actually stage it to cause an uprising that would cancel the election. That doesn't take away that there are some racist black people that are out of control and need to be dealt with. There are some racist white people that have to be dealt with. I'm talking about the big picture here, folks. And if you really want to defeat the globalists and defeat these slime bags, or whether you want to keep playing to their tune, you want to be real or you want to be a puppet. I'm going to go to break. And we come back. We have a pallet of bricks being delivered to protesters in Dallas. We have St. Paul mayor, everyone arrested last night was from outside town. We have a protester melting down, and we have, it's like a 20-minute video, but I'll play like a minute of it. A poor homeless guy where Antifa grabs his tent and bed and is burning it, and he's begging him, and they just punch him in the face because he's white. But they're white, too. It's all coming up, man. This is insane. And this is real, and we're not supposed to be here. We're supposed to be gone, in the ditch, not have TV satellite, not have radio satellite on the roof, not have millions of viewers right now. We're supposed to be gone already, but we're here because of you. You did this, listeners. And this isn't about kissing your ass either. It's about kissing the truth's ass. You kicked butt. You kept us on air through hell the last few years. And I'll give myself credit. I went through some stuff, too. But you know what? They're not going to drive me off the truth. And we did it. And now we're on air, and we're about to do stuff that they never wanted out there. Because they want white people hating black people. And they want black people hating white people. And they want all this. Well, guess what? The best laid plans of mice and men often go astray.
Memorial Day is here. It's one of the biggest sales of the year. Now, we were already running a huge sale, but we're having to end that one because a bunch of items are selling out. But all the items we have left in stock are still on record sale, and then five items that weren't on sale we got back in stock, they're also massively discounted as well for the Memorial Day special. So here it is. Super Male Vitality, 40% off. Knockout, the Great Sleep Aid, 50% off. Brain Force Plus, hadn't been on sale for almost 6 months. It is 50% off. Biotrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, it's incredible. 60% off. And you've got all these other items on sale as well until they sell out. So InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139 to get these items and take advantage of this mega sale Memorial Day. Again, thank you all for watching. We appreciate your support, your financial support, but it's also supporting you and your family with amazing products that are so good for you and your body. Again, thank you all for your support. We are all in this together.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance.
That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances.
I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
On this live Sunday show. So, we've seen every multinational corporate attempt through the media to overthrow the United States. We're the big prize. They have no respect for us. We've put up with them telling us that boys can be girls, girls can be boys, the world government's good, that Jesus doesn't exist, that George Washington was a bad person. And they've set up one-sided trade deals with communist China to totally deindustrialize the United States. And so now they sit there and they cherry pick any event out of 350 million Americans where they can then say, oh, a white guy did something wrong to a black person. In fact, I had this yesterday, guys, and I haven't covered it for over a week. Will you pull me the black on white statistic numbers from yesterday, please? Thanks. And again, the average black person is not bad, but it's 10 to 1 against whites. That's the statistics. But the media would have you believe that white people are running around with like giant fangs to eat the black people. So, here's in Dallas, protester identifies a pallet of bricks
set in front of the courthouse as a setup for people to get in trouble. It turns out this is happening nationwide. Here it is.
This right here?
Yeah, they put them there.
This is a setup.
They put them there on purpose.
Y'all know where
we
at.
They gonna set them on right up on the route.
Y'all know what building this is right here. Now. I ain't even gonna say what name it is.
Hey, where do them bricks go to? Where do them bricks go to? Where do them bricks
go to? We gotta do better.
Ain't no damn construction.
We gotta do better.
Ain't no damn construction around here.
I see.
Ain't no damn construction around here. You just gonna set a pile of bricks right there. Oh, okay.
Listen, I did jury duty 3 months ago. Y'all don't keep no bricks right there. Do better.
So there's bricks just laid out for everybody. Here's the St. Paul mayor. Everyone arrested last night in the city came from out of state. Here it is. I like that buildup. We got a clip broken in the computer. No big deal. Whenever we're ready with that, clip 21, the St. Paul mayor, everyone arrested last night in the city. All right, well, we'll go to clip a protester absolutely melts down screaming at Fox News asking, why are we looting? And then the next clip is in Austin, a homeless man having his bed taken away and burned by Antifa. Here it is.
What is the intent? Just when you shoot somebody, you're not shooting to, you know.
I'm not understanding what the.
When that's not what he said, though.
When the looting starts,
so you think looting should be allowed?
Should be allowed?
Look, why do you think we're looting in the first place? Why are we looting?
Okay.
Why are we looting?
Okay.
Why are we looting?
Tell me.
You know why we're looting.
Okay. Okay.
Alan.
So you can see just how angry this crowd is, Shannon. Is they're kind of sort of pushing us around.
So again, ladies and gentlemen, they can show you one image of a black guy being killed when there's 7.5 billion people on the planet and say, like, you need to go out and burn stuff down. You need to go out and do all this. Who's doing that? Who runs the U.S. media? Well, the U.S. has been an open economy, and so it's a lot of foreign banks, a lot of foreign countries. And so I'm just asking everybody, do you think rioting when the foreign banks say so is a good idea? And the answer is no. I'm just up here. My job is very easy. I just promote freedom. I see something I think's wrong, I expose it. I see something I think's good, I talk about it. But we sit here as a society and as a culture, and they know we're moral people. So they use the fact that we care about moral issues against us. And so all day, like, oh, don't you want to be moral? Do what I say. Don't you want to be moral? Follow my orders. Don't you want to be moral? Follow my edict, or I'm going to say you're a bad person. This is like religion. And that's what leftist systems are. It's like a weird cult religion. So here is, now loading, the St. Paul mayor saying everyone arrested last night is from outside the state. Here it is.
We didn't make an enormous number of arrests. But every single person we arrested last night, I'm told, was from out of state. What we are seeing right now is a group of people who are not from here. As I talk to my friends who have been in this movement for a very long time, who wake up in this movement every day, and I ask them what they're seeing, what they're feeling, what they're hearing to a person, I hear them say, we don't know these folks. We don't know these folks who are agitating. We don't know these folks who are inciting violence. We don't know these folks who are first in to break a window. And those folks who are agitating and inciting are taking advantage of the pain, of the hurt, of the frustration, of the anger, of the very real and legitimate sadness that so many of our community members feel.
You know, what's weird about the sign language thing is they have a button you can push on any computer or TV to, like, bring up the sign language box. Like, always you've got to have it there. It's like a distraction from what they're saying. Here is the video we were talking about. We now have that for you. We'll just go to the next clip. Here it is. This is the homeless man. Because Antifa needs more stuff to burn to act powerful. So they grab a homeless man's bed, and they he comes over later, explains, and Anthony says, "Sorry, you're white. You deserve this." So this is the meth head party.
What are you doing? What the f*** are you doing?
Okay. So that's where we are on this Sunday night. That's where we are as a society, as a culture. Now let's air this piece. Media fans the flames of race war in Minneapolis. Let's play that clip as we go to break. Here it is.
I have never seen anything like this. The building's beginning to collapse. The building is collapsing. The building just exploded. Oh, my God.
And it just collapsed. There you go. The building just collapsed in the midsection as well.
People are taught the collapse of civilization is victory by Soros. Because they already bought the planet up.
I want to be clear in how I characterize this. This is mostly a protest. It is not, generally speaking, unruly.
It is not unruly.
Left here, so when we start coming to the suburbs, when we come to the government center, then what's all going to do? You see what I'm saying? So, hey, that's just what's going to happen, you know?
Civilization had to fall, and it will. Don't worry. That's why you got to move the country and dig in and get ready, folks. It's all going to collapse. It all fails. Satanism is now what we do. Trying to support people only makes them hate you more. You have to withdraw from the system.
It is not incumbent upon black people to stop racism, to stop this. It is incumbent upon people who hold the power in this society to help. To
he means
that.
Submit to his views. Not about black people. He pimps blacks.
Who is that, Chris?
White people.
White people, Cuomo. Good job, Cuomo. In your mafia family.
Our young generation is clearly lost, man. Clearly lost, man. Like, I don't even know what to say no more, man. Like, you youngsters just going around, just busting guns, in crowds, kids getting killed. You know, and it's clearly the generation after us, man. It's so lost, man.
Don't worry, folks. The free society you've been pissing on is gone. It's all gone now. It's all gonna be gone soon.
One day it's going to be you and God. You're going up or you're going down. You know what I'm saying? That's going to be it.
I can't breathe. I can't breathe. I can't breathe.
I can't breathe in these Fauci masks.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We're living in insanely dangerous times, and I told folks going back 3 months ago, I'm not buying storable food because I'm worried about the COVID-19 virus. I'm worried about the food shortages and the economic collapse, and now it's admitted that a chain reaction has begun that's already caused food shortages and the collapse of farms and ranches across the United States, and it's even worse in the third world. So I hope Trump, with his initiatives, can clean this up and fix it, but with the election fraud and the COVID-19, all the wars and the third world collapsing and everything else that's going on, now is the time to get storable foods because they'll last for 25 years. They're in easily totable bags. It's high quality food and it's good to have that box checked off to be ready. And it funds the InfoWars. So we have storable food available again. InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. But whatever you do, get prepared and get ready because the globalists want you dependent on them. They do not want you to be self-sufficient. Get your storable food at InfoWarsStore.com right now while you still can.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Communist in Austin, Texas, with Savannah Hernandez, reporter, interviewing him about the dream world run by communists or anarchists. Here it is.
Where do you think we go after this? What do you think happens next?
Well, there's another demonstration tomorrow. Like I said, these demonstrations are a way of showing solidarity, but the only way to actually change the system is to increase self-governance. So that means, like, get involved with organizations like Food Not Bombs, with, like, local anarchist or communist organizations, because these are the people that are actually trying to change the system and have concrete plans for how to do so. It's one thing to go vote every election cycle. It's one thing to, canvas city or something like that, but if you actually want to affect change, you need to change the material conditions. So join an organization, a communist organization or anarchist organization, and that's what I would recommend.
The communists have the plans. They know how to make it all work. I'm living in a twilight zone right now. Here's just one of the many videos of white people being beaten to death or near death for just being white. Here is the clip from Dallas.
Oh my God.
that man is now in a coma in Dallas, but he's white. He deserves it. Okay, let's move on. SpaceX was supposed to launch Wednesday, didn't because of tornadoes. And I was here in Austin. I can tell you they were real major storms. And so they launched the first time in over a decade. The U.S. has had its own major booster. It's the heaviest launch booster in the world, bigger and better than the Russians, bigger than a Saturn IX. It's a major accomplishment. So I'm very proud of this, but it got totally overshadowed. So Elon Musk has gone from quasi-con artist zone to Mac Daddy. Here's the launch.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff of the Falcon 9 and Crew Dragon. Go NASA. Go SpaceX.
Nobody had a heavy lifter would do that. That's the heaviest rocket in the world right now.
America has
the heaviest lifter there is. Look at that.
So rises the new era of American spaceflight, and with it the ambitions of a new generation continuing the dream. 20 seconds into flight, stage one propulsion is nominal.
And again, folks, they told us, oh, human spaceflight was over. Oh, it's all drones. It's all computers. No, this is revolutionary.
Plus 30 seconds into this historic mission. Flying crew on board Dragon and Falcon 9, and look at them go.
Falcon power telemetry nominal.
M1D throttle down.
We're throttling down to get ready for the period of maximum dynamic pressure. We're in the throttle bucket. Reports say all systems are go.
Vehicle is supersonic.
We've exceeded Mach 1 on the Falcon 9.
M1D throttle up.
We're throttling back up to full power as we're through Max Q.
Copy, 1 Bravo.
Coming up is going to be the triple. We'll have main engine cutoff of the 9 first stage engines, stage separation, and then ignition of the second stage engine to continue to carry astronauts into orbit.
Blah. Things looking good, though. Getting good call-outs. Nominal propulsion on that second stage. Bob and Doug continuing to make their way into orbit.
Meanwhile, we're supposed to all kill each other here back on Earth. Oh, what can Soros do? He can get bricks delivered, hoping black people throw them. Because if you read the document that's on InfoWars.com, Obama Plan Martial Law 2015, Maryland, it's literally written like, get the blacks to blow stuff up. Really? Like that does something for, like, get the blacks to burn stuff down? Because then you get control. So here's a clip of, again, folks waking up in Dallas. Why are there like pallets of bricks being delivered? Here it is.
This right here?
Yeah, they put them there.
This the setup.
They put them there on purpose.
Y'all know where we at.
They gonna set them on right up on the route.
Y'all know what building this is right here. Now. I ain't even gonna say what name it is.
Hey, where do them bricks go to? Where do them bricks
set up.
Go to? Where do them bricks
we gotta
go
do
to?
Better.
Ain't no damn construction.
Gotta do better.
Ain't no damn construction around here.
I see.
Ain't no damn construction around here. You just gonna set a pallet of bricks right there. Okay.
Listen, I did jury duty 3 months ago. Y'all don't keep no bricks right there. Do better.
Let's look at clip 17 now as we end the first hour of the transmission. Wow, what an hour today. I played more clips than I ever played. Let's look at clip 17. Protest outside the White House. The media totally promoted this, like overrun the White House, kill everybody. And then now, didn't go the way they wanted. Here's that clip. Look at these dumbasses. They think they're getting America ahead of things doing this. again, the general public is taught that the average police are their enemy. How is this political change? It isn't. When you attack the police, it makes government fund the police more, which then creates more of a governmental control force. I mean, that's the reality. But these people think that it's tough to go throw bottles at police who are ordered to be at their post at a certain place and have bottles thrown at them. You try to tell the average leftist, hey, you're being manipulated. It's a larger plan. They look at me and go, oh, shut up, racist. All they work for George Soros. It's truly sickening. All right, we're going to go to break and come back and start the next hour. We got Millie Weaver coming on. We're going to probably open the phones up. We're going to cover it all. People ask, how is InfoWars still on the air? How are we still here? How are we still fighting? It's you. It's the only way we're on air. So I've been busy the last few weeks with what we're doing on air and what's happening. And we had a couple big sales, and those have ended. So I just said, let's end it with a bang. We have the 60% off across the board flash sale, InfoWars4.com, our biggest sell of the year so far was 60% off our top products. We're dropping prices on our top sellers lower than they've been the entire year. It's time to take advantage of the prep yourself with huge markdown sales. This is our biggest sale of 2020, and many products are selling out fast. 60% off top seller, Supermel Vitality, 60% off. Knockout Sleep Support, amazing product, 60% off. Brain Force Plus, 60% off. BioTrue Selenium, 60% off. Chill Force, 60% off. Ultimate Krill Oil, 60% off. Never done that deal on that. Survival Shield X2, 60% off. Emirates Essentials Hand Sanitizer with Essential Oil, 60% off. DNA Force Plus, 60% off. Living Defense Plus, 60% off. Turbo Force Plus, 60% off. Selling out soon, X3 Tri-Iodine, 60% off. InfoWars Life, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. It's all there, plus other great deals. But I'll just tell you right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm exhausted. I've been in this fight so long, and I can see victory right now because the president has declared Antifa as a terrorist organization. And I'm so mad at myself. I should have started the whole broadcast off with that. But I will start the broadcast off of that right now and then go to Millie Weaver straight ahead. We'll be right back on this live Sunday, May 31st, 2020, global transmission. Stay with us.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.